As our lives become increasingly influenced by digital technologies, the way we partake in mass media is constantly changing. Books are no exception, and with the increasing competition of Wi-Fi-enabled e-readers, first popularized with Amazon's Kindle in 2007, and further spearheaded by Barnes & Noble's Nook and Apple's iPad, the sale of electronic books skyrocketed. However, The Washington Post reports that the growth in sales of e-books grew only 5% in the first quarter of this year, compared to 252% in the first quarter of last year. Though sales may be stabilizing, there is no doubt that the effects of this newly accepted form of media are immense. I spoke with Glenn Dromgoole, both an author and the owner of the Texas Star Trading Company, a bookstore in downtown Abilene, who can see the effects from more than one vantage point.
Overall, people are still reading. They're still reading books. Doesn't matter a lot to the writer which way the book is delivered. I think that's what's really changed is the delivery system, and that affects, you know, certain aspects of the publishing business. Certainly affects traditional independent bookstores. We've seen, you know, significant changes in the way people's reading habits have developed, and we can see that between internet booksellers and e-books that it's hurt traditional bookstores.
And in regards to how it has affected him as an author.
To a writer, I guess it doesn't matter a lot, as long as they're, you know, as long as somebody's buying them. We don't really care which format they're in. Some writers are writing books strictly for e-books now. They don't even go through traditional publishing.
And Mr. Dromgoole is right in saying that the trend of writers pinning books with the electronic release being the focus, rather than print, is on the rise. One remarkable example of this was the coverage of the 2012 presidential campaign. Both Politico and Real Clear Politics each released competing four-part ebook series as the race for the White House was underway. This was the first publishing battle of its kind and gave the political commentators the ability to go more in-depth than a magazine, while still keeping as current as possible. But, on a lighter note, there are some things that may never change when it comes to books.
There's still a thing of the parents sitting down with the child and reading a story to them at night. Now, I don't see that happening, reading it to them off the Kindle. I think they'll want to hold the book and show them the picture and turn the page.
For KACU, I'm Braylon Becton, signing off.